Divine Office. Sunday, Office of Readings.
From the Book of Exodus. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward, and you, lift up your staff and, with hand outstretched over the sea, split the sea in two, that the Israelites may pass through it on dry land. But I will make the Egyptians so obstinate that they will go in after them. Then I will receive glory through Pharaoh and all his army, his chariots and charioteers. The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I receive glory through Pharaoh and his chariots and charioteers." The angel of God, who had been leading Israel's camp, now moved and went around behind them. The column of cloud also, leaving the front, took up its place behind them, so that it came between the camp of the Egyptians and that of Israel. But the cloud now became dark, and thus the night passed without the rival camps coming any closer together all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord swept the sea with a strong east wind throughout the night, and so turned it into dry land. When the water was thus divided, the Israelites marched into the midst of the sea on dry land, with the water like a wall to their right and to their left. The Egyptians followed in pursuit. All Pharaoh's horses and chariots and charioteers went after them, right into the midst of the sea. In the night watch, just before dawn, the Lord cast through the column of the fiery cloud upon the Egyptian force a glance that threw it into a panic, and he so clogged their chariot wheels that they could hardly drive. With that, the Egyptians sounded the retreat before Israel, because the Lord was fighting for them against the Egyptians. Then the Lord told Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the water may flow back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and their charioteers." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at dawn the sea flowed back to its normal depth. The Egyptians were fleeing head-on toward the sea when the Lord hurled them into its midst. As the water flowed back, it covered the chariots and the charioteers of Pharaoh's whole army, which had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not a single one of them escaped. But the Israelites had marched on dry land through the midst of the sea, with the water like a wall to their right and to their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel on that day from the power of the Egyptians. When Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the seashore, and beheld the great power that the Lord had shown against the Egyptians, they feared the Lord and believed in him and in his servant Moses. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord.
Let us sing to the Lord. He has covered himself in glory.
Let us sing to the Lord. He has covered himself in glory.
I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. He is my God, I praise him. The God of my father, I extol him.
Let us sing to the Lord. He has covered himself in glory.
The Lord is a warrior, Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he hurled into the sea. The elite of his officers were submerged in the Red Sea.
Let us sing to the Lord. He has covered himself in glory.
The flood waters covered them. They sank into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, magnificent in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has shattered the enemy.
Let us sing to the Lord. He has covered himself in glory.
And you brought them in and planted them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place where you made your seat, O Lord, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever.
Let us sing to the Lord. He has covered himself in glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us sing to the Lord. He has covered himself in glory.
Let us pray. O God, who by the light of the New Testament have unlocked the meaning of wonders worked in former times, so that the Red Sea prefigures the sacred font and the nation delivered from slavery foreshadows the Christian people, grant, we pray, that all nations, obtaining the privilege of Israel by merit of faith, may be reborn by partaking of your Spirit, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. From the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel lived in their land, they defiled it by their conduct and deeds. Therefore I poured out my fury upon them, because of the blood which they poured out on the ground, and because they defiled it with idols. I scattered them among the nations, dispersing them over foreign lands. According to their conduct and deeds, I judged them. But when they came among the nations, wherever they came, they served to profane my holy name, because it was said of them, These are the people of the Lord, yet they had to leave their land. So I have relented because of my holy name, which the house of Israel profaned among the nations where they came. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, Not for your sakes do I act, house of Israel, but for the sake of my holy name, which you profaned among the nations to which you came. I will prove the holiness of my great name, profaned among the nations, in whose midst you have profaned it. Thus the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when in their sight I prove my holiness through you. For I will take you away from among the nations, gather you from all the foreign lands, and bring you back to your own land. I will sprinkle clean water upon you to cleanse you from all your impurities, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony hearts and giving you natural hearts. I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes, careful to observe my decrees. You shall live in the land I gave your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God.
Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God.
Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God.
Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God.
Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God.
My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God?
Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God.
These things will I remember as I pour out my soul. how I would lead the rejoicing crowd into the house of God. Amid cries of gladness and thanksgiving, the throng wild with joy. Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God.
Oh, send forth your light and your truth. Let these things be my guide. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell.
Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God.
And I will come to the altar of God, the God of my joy. My Redeemer, I will thank you on the harp, O God, my God.
Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God.
Let us pray. O God of unchanging power and eternal light, look with favor on the wondrous mystery of the whole church, and serenely accomplish the work of human salvation, which you planned from all eternity. May the whole world know and see that what was cast down is raised up, what had become old is made new, and all things are restored to integrity through Christ, just as by him they came into being, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The third reading from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Romans. Are you not aware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Through baptism into his death, we were buried with him, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. If we have been united with him through likeness to his death, so shall we be through a like resurrection. This we know, of our old self was crucified with him, so that the sinful body might be destroyed and we might be slaves to sin no longer. A man who is dead has been freed from sin. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we also are to live with him. We know that Christ, once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death has no more power over him. His death was death to sin once for all. His life is life for God. In the same way, you must consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive for God in Christ Jesus.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia,
alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Let the sons of Israel say, his love endures forever.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord's right hand has triumphed, his right hand raised me. I shall not die, I shall live and recount his deeds.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the work of the Lord, a marvel in our eyes.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The fourth reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene came with the other Mary to inspect the tomb. Suddenly there was a mighty earthquake as the angel of the Lord descended from heaven. He came to the stone, rolled it back, and sat on it. In appearance he resembled a flash of lightning, while his garments were as dazzling as snow. The guards grew paralyzed with fear of him and fell down like dead men. Then the angel spoke, addressing the women, "Do not be frightened. I know you are looking for Jesus the crucified, but he is not here. He has been raised exactly as he promised. Come and see the place where he was laid, then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead and now goes ahead of you to Galilee, where you will see him. That is the message I have for you." They hurried away from the tomb, half overjoyed, half fearful, and ran to carry the good news to his disciples. Suddenly, without warning, Jesus stood before them and said, "Peace." The women came up and embraced his feet and did him homage, and at this Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and carry the news to my brothers that they are to go to Galilee, where they will see me." This is the word of the Lord.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You, O
overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people. Bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy,
for we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope,
and we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. O God, who on this day, through your only begotten Son, have conquered death and unlocked for us the path to eternity, grant, we pray, that we who keep the solemnity of the Lord's resurrection may, through the renewal brought by your Spirit, rise up in the light of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.